So here we are, it's November, it's National Novel Writing Month, and more than 600 Minnesota writers are racing to write a novel in 1 month. The Twin Cities chapter of what's called NaNoWriMo kicked off the event at midnight. Emily Bright was there and has this story.
Big steak omelet.
It's approaching midnight on Halloween night, and the back room of the Bloomington IHOP is full of excited people opening their laptops. Midnight, November 1st, marks the start of National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo for short.
As a marathon for writers, 50,000 words, 1 month to do it, write something new and creative. The world needs your story.
That's Steve Semler. This is his third year, and he's writing superhero science fiction.
I divert my leisure activities, so this becomes my only real hobby for the month of November.
Semler has written 6 novels and self-published them on Amazon. He and some writers plan for this month with thorough outlines. Others are pantsers. They're flying by the seat of their pants, trusting that writing that much every day, something great will come. Ellie Byler's in her 6th year.
I think that the deadline is always been one of the key points of NaNoWriMo. Definitely the only times I ever finish pieces of writing are with deadlines, and the NaNoWriMo one is pretty intense.
50,000 words is fairly short for a novel, though not unheard of. The Great Gatsby is 47,000. But it's a lot for 30 days. You have to write roughly 7 double-spaced pages a day to hit that goal. If you miss a day or two, you can fall behind fast. People get creative. Lunch breaks, late nights, word sprints with other writers where you see how many words you can type before the buzzer. Byler writes on a Bluetooth keyboard, riding the bus.
There was a snowstorm last year. The bus would be stuck between one street and the next in the snowstorm, and I would see how many words I could write in that amount of time.
Byler's wearing her Halloween costume. She's a NaNoWriMo warrior, complete with Viking helmet, shield, and foot-long pencil. She knows that after the initial excitement, there's a lot of hard work.
Week 2 is actually notoriously tough.
She counts on the community of writers to help her through. More than 400,000 writers participated worldwide last year. Linnea Cribbs was one of them.
And I just really like getting around a group of other writers who, they just get it, how it can be a struggle or getting into a daily writing routine.
Cribbs writes erotic romance, and tonight she wears a fabulous full-body unicorn costume covered in gold stars.
Because it definitely takes a little unicorn power to power through some of these write-ins on a weeknight.
She's done NaNoWriMo off and on since high school. Cribbs is counting on this November to develop good writing habits.
Every day, it just feels good, and sometimes when you don't do it, you forget how good it feels to get those words out, and when you go back and you reread them and you see how awesome they are and how awesome these characters are, and it's a vacation that it doesn't cost anything to take.
The goal of NaNoWriMo is word count. If you reach 50,000, you win. You've got serious bragging rights. Then what? Some go back and revise their work. Cribbs self-publishes. For others, the sheer act of writing is their reward, and it doesn't happen much the rest of the year. By day, Ellie Byler is a marketing data manager at Lerner Publishing.
Usually real life gets back in the way, which is why I really relish November, because it's a time that I can actually go back to being a writer again.
Midnight approaches. Laptops open, and the writers get down to business.
3, 2, 1, go!
Emily Bright, Minnesota Public Radio News, Bloomington.